So these are some scenarios that you may run into and how you could use shared decision-making in those particular patients with chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps. In that patient, after failure in standard of care therapy of an intranasal corticosteroid saline irrigation and intermittent use of oral corticosteroids, shared decision-making could be between a biologic, fluticasone breath-powered exhalation device, and surgical procedure. After failure of a first surgical procedure with functional endoscopic sinus surgery, with or without the use of a corticosteroid stent, shared decision-making between a biologic, an in-office corticosteroid-eluting stent, and repeat surgical procedure. After failure of a second or more surgical procedures with functional endoscopic sinus surgery, with or without the use of a corticosteroid stent, you could discuss shared decision-making between a biologic, in-office corticosteroid-eluting stent, and repeat surgical procedure. And after failure in standard of care therapy and having concomitant type 2 asthma and or type 2 comorbidities, shared decision-making between a biologic and surgical procedure, as we saw with Bob.